Stop surfing the dial. You found the greatest radio station ever. Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and WXCO, 1230 AM.
Tuesday morning in Wisconsin. This is Up North News. I'm Pat Kreitlow. We're looking at, with the Inflation Reduction Act, and it looks like the bill signing will happen at some point today. Along with the many features in there, we've talked earlier about some of the climate aspects, and we spoke this morning about the algae blooms on Lake Superior and the need to do more, climate change mitigation, especially along our shorelines. But there's also in the Inflation Reduction Act a new measure of tax fairness, not just the 15% minimum tax for large corporations, many of which have paid zero taxes at times, taking advantage of loopholes and giveaways put in by, Ron Johnson and other Republicans. So we restore at least some fairness to the tax code there. But one thing we haven't talked about yet is another first that's going to be in this new law, and that is the finally a tax on stock buybacks. It is something that had long seemed untouchable, that stock buybacks were just a part of life that we were going to have to get used to. And I remember arguing against these 10 years ago when running for office, and it's funny that we were still talking about it until this year. Something finally got done. By the way, by that same measure, Dick Ostman in our last hour talked about the wage cap on Social Security deductions. And a lot of folks don't know that above, once your salary, once you get past $147,000, after that, there are no more deductions from your paycheck for Social Security. And that should have changed again more than a decade ago. That's not changing yet, but at least what is changing is this tax on stock buybacks. It's 1%. It's a 1% excise tax when a company purchases back their own shares. And stock buybacks, are not something, there's something that has just ballooned. Stock buybacks will amount to $1 trillion with a T this year, as companies are basically swollen with cash from profits as the economy has bounced back, after the worst of the pandemic. What's wrong with that is quite elementary and something we were all taught early on about how capitalism works and how it works best. It works best when a company takes its profits and puts it back into the company itself, reinvests it into everything from paying their workers more or hiring more workers or upgrading their machinery, expanding their product line, a whole host of things that also add value to the company rather than simply putting more cash in the pockets of shareholders who then sell their shares back to the company. That does look good on the company's books, but you have added nothing in terms of capacity, in terms of the quality of your employees, and what you can do with that money is so much more than the value that you give one time when you're buying back stock. Now again, not everybody buys into this. Some people believe that stock buybacks are provide some kind of value, and that taxing the buybacks won't change a lot. But I think you have to start someplace. I keep thinking back to when we were kids. There were like Bugs Bunny cartoons that were made. They made some educational ones as well, including on how things work in business, explaining supply and demand and things like that. And again, it seems so basic that you would reinvest in your company. But the reason not to is because of something that has become a blight on American capitalism. And that's this concept of a fiduciary responsibility to shareholders, meaning that above all else, we are here to increase shareholder value. We are here to make money more than make widgets, more than being, you know, a good citizen in the community. Those things used to matter a lot more, but, you know, in by and large, starting with the Ronald Reagan era, it was, again, more about the materialism, more about how much cash can we get, not how much can we put back into our company, put back into our community. And by the way, could you slash our corporate taxes along the way? You know, in 2017, you know, the Republican tax law gave companies a huge windfall when the corporate tax rate was slashed from 35% down to 21%. So companies had all kinds of money now that was not going into corporate taxes, which then come back to us for our roads, for our school, for our military, for protecting our resources and what have you. So what did corporations do with that cash? They went crazy with buybacks. And, you know, as a result, workers did not really see the benefits of this, and customers, by and large, did not see it. It was exactly as predicted by Democrats and others that, you know, it did nothing for the rest of anybody who just wasn't a stock owner. And, you know, so we now have a chance in this election to ask people like Ron Johnson to, you know, defend what they did in 2017 with the tax code, and what he's done recently in voting against the Inflation Reduction Act and the 1% tax on stock buybacks and the 15% minimum tax on corporations. These are the kinds of things that, you know, they're good for the largest corporations, but they aren't really in keeping with what small businesses need. Small businesses quite frequently aren't focused on tax policy. They actually want to keep good employees. They want to grow their customer base. If they had extra funds, you know, they don't have stock to buy back. They would like to reinvest it. And if not in the company, if not in machinery, if not in inventory, if not in their workers, then in the community directly. Plenty of small businesses, you know, provide everything from, you know, little league sponsorships to charitable donations and putting on events. And these are the things that that really help grow Main Street, that help grow a company's image, far more so than, you know, mega corporations that, especially if they're multinational, you know, if they're able to move on paper, move a lot of their, you know, profits overseas and get treated differently by the tax code. That era of special corporate favors has to come to an end, and it's doing so with the Inflation Reduction Act that's being signed into law today. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is Up North News. We'll have more in our next hour coming up.